Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hey everybody, I'm your host Troy Nelson and this is Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive live in-studio performances that you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, it's the reel-to-reel reinvention of Philadelphia's Dr. Dog. No, not that dog.
Let the dogs out!
No, not those dogs either. Oh, hell no.
It's the mouth of the wild.
Not that dog.
No.
I can hear electric lights.
There you go. That
talking.
Dog. Dr. Dog likes to play in the city of Seattle on Valentine's Day. DJ Cheryl Waters says that means they must love us. Believe it or not, this was recorded live February 14th, 2020.
Oh man, that's like right before.
The band released their 10th or 11th full-length album, Critical Equation, in 2018 on a run stretching back to 2001's self-produced The Psychedelic Swamp, which is their first and also their 8th or 9th album, depending on how you count. If that's confusing, hang on, we will get to that. Bassist Toby Lehman and guitarist Scott McMicken, who switch off on lead vocals, have played together since the 8th grade.
Welcome back here. We're just going to get right back to the show because these guys are up and coming. They're going to be the hottest thing out of this area in a long time. They've been here before. Welcome back once again, Raccoon!
All through the night, the dogs kept on barking. I know something was lurking out back.
They had a project called Raccoon, Wilston College at Westchester University. That's about 50 miles west of Philadelphia, which morphed into Dr. Dog with the addition of Ted Mark, Zach Miller, and Doug O'Donnell. There was a concept for the first album, or so band lore says. Story time. Usually we say that earlier. Anywho, a man named Phrases attempts to escape his problems and the tedium of everyday life and wanders into the psychedelic swamp. As the years go by, his problems reappear, and at the same time, the swamp takes a deeper hold of him. Phrases sends the members of Dr. Dog a cassette tape containing his cautionary tale so that they can spread his message across the world and presumably save others from suffering his fate.
Too much information on the psychedelic news. Swamp living is killing me.
Okay, so back to the real world. Dr. Dog is recording their music on 4-track tape machines, hours of it, trying to capture the message from Phrases. They finished the first version of The Swamp, and in 2002, they finished another collection and called it Toothbrush.
And the number one hit of the complete century.
They had some lineup changes and some touring. Sometime in 2004, maybe, Scott and his girlfriend went to see a band at the stunning old Nickelodeon-turned-music venue, the Theater of Living Arts, the TLA, as they call it on South Street. She's friends with the singer, a guy named Jim James, and after the show, they give him a CDR of Toothbrush. He takes it with him on the bus and falls in love with it. Long story short, My Morning Jacket offered Dr. Dog an opening slot for the It Still Moves tour. The band burned some CDs to use as merch and got to rockin' all across the country. This led them to being signed to Park the Van Records and doing a proper release of Toothbrush. They did another 3 records with Park the Van before signing with Anti and doing another 3 records before the moment arrived. It was time to remake the psychedelic swamp, and finally now the band had the years of experience and wisdom to properly convey Phrase's, remember the poor messenger trapped in the swamp, message. It sounds great, by the way. After that, the band left Anti and started their own label, We Buy Gold Records, releasing Abandoned Mansion and most recently, Critical Equation. They recorded to 16-track analog tape, which just feels right for their music.
Nerd alert, alert, nerd alert, alert.
It's taken decades of digital for engineers to get close to getting the euphonic saturation and sweet phase distortion provided simply by running sound in an electrical form through the right nonlinear circuits. It's like every audio plug-in right now is a faithful emulation of something built by hand by some weirdo in love with sound. Advantage is, it's way cheaper. Disadvantage is, it sounds way cheaper. Only half joking. And there's some fantastic emulations at this point. But there is something so straightforward about just going to tape in the first place. We think that sounds pretty cool. It's subtle, though. That's why we ran this whole session out to analog tape right when it said nerd alert.
Nerds.
And now we're back to the digital domain. Anywho, the record also marks a sense of renewal for the band. They say they blew themselves up and started over in some ways. They took a break after Abandoned Mansion, and it turned out to be essential. Starting their own record label was a good idea, too. Toby told October Online magazine, "We were like, how are we going to make a record with no money? So we took out a loan and it was freaking genius. It's like a business loan. You take a business loan out and pay it back when you're making money on the road. The masters are yours. It's genius." For this session, recorded live in the gathering space on Valentine's Day at KEXP, they played two songs from their latest, one from Abandoned Mansion and one from 2012's Be the Void. We are more than excited to present Dr. Dog, right here on Live on KEXP.
Street.
You just heard Dr. Dog with the songs La Da Da and Over Here, Over There.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Dr. Dog.
Not alone, I'm at home in the mystery. Monday, and the sun's gonna shine in May. And in between my nights, I'm dreaming of some way to spend.
Was our live session with Dr. Dog. You heard the songs Buzzing in the Light and Under the Wheels. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to WHIP Radio. That's We Have Infinite Potential at Temple University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the fantastic video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thank you for listening, everybody. From my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.